I want to talk in terms of, which predates our own time in government, the restructuring of regions and divisions within the Gardaí. And at the time, in the northwest of the country, Sligo would have housed the divisional and regional headquarters for that region. And with a new commissioner who's getting all the blame for this, and that phrase of operational reasons being always cited as the answer, we had a peculiar change where the divisional headquarters went to Letterkenny, the regional headquarters went to Galway, all of which is not in keeping with Ireland 2040 or indeed the plans for that region and Sligo being a growth centre. But worse than that, Sligo, Clonmel and Macroom had all sites purchased and procured and were to form part of a public-private partnership for development of three new Garda stations. Indeed, these Garda stations, by the previous government, were announced about 10 times. Indeed, any time there was a minister on tour for a photo call, they'd be wheeled up on front of Sligo's existing Garda station, which goes back to the 19th century, for a photo call to advise us about this new station. It emerged from my sources in advance of the election last year that they had changed the goalposts, and through a little bit of political engineering at Cabinet, the restructuring was about to shaft Sligo, Clonmel and Macroom. This was denied by the outgoing Minister for Justice at the time, but lo and behold, last December, just before the new government took over, the minister advised that it was now decided, due to operational reasons, that no, we're going to do up Sligo station instead. Now, I would ask you, and indeed I've spoken to you about it personally, to look into this matter, because we dished out 1.325 million of the public's money to procure this site in Sligo. I don't know what the status of Macroom and Clonmel are now, because they were linked together. And as a growth centre, if you saw where existing Gardaí are forced to work in Sligo, such a large urban centre, you would be shocked. Indeed, the minister's announcement at the time, I'm just finishing now, very much focused on, yeah, there are detailed plans for a total refurbishment of Sligo. Local authorities within An Garda Síochána have heard nothing about this. Nobody has visited to do plans. Nobody is engaged to see what's required. Yet 10 years between fight, site purchase, various political entities and 100 announcements by the last government, we're now going to have no Garda station and a very expensive site sitting idle. So I'd ask, Minister, that you would address this matter and come back to me.